Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Have you or somebody you know ever said this? I just feel stuck. I'm just stuck. Stuck in life. I'm just stuck where I am. Maybe you have stuck energy that needs to be cleared out. It's a thing. And we're going to talk about that with somebody who's an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, and so much more. Andrea Dragonfly joins us. Hi, Andrea. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
So good to have you back. And this is something that we need to talk about. And for anybody just experiencing or learning what energy does, it's everywhere. We're energy. We send energy. We receive energy. And sometimes that energy within us can get stuck. And that's where you have some issues. Where do we start with that?
Yes. Well, you know, that's a great question. Last week, we talked about energy blockages that can really get stuck within our chakra system. And we were kind of introduced to the chakra system and how we have these energy centers within us that really hold, you know, different experiences. And each one of the chakras is, you know, very specific about, you know, how it works within our just day-to-day process. We're going to get into chakras a little bit more at a different time. But today, what we're going to talk about is that sometimes we get these energies that crystallize into our body, our physical body. And they can cause stuckness as well. And so maybe not so much on the chakra system, but in other parts of us. And so how that works, and we're going to look at it from two different ways, because there's two different ways that these things can happen. First of all, some people will experience some sort of, let's just talk about, you know, burnout at work. This is a good one, right? Like, people can experience burnout, and with burnout can come fatigue. Burnout can also have other types of effects that really begin to work within the body. It can start off with, like, oh my God, my neck is killing me. We can hold that tension. We can hold certain types of, you know, energies within our muscular structure, skeletal structure, whatnot. So it's not just muscular, it can be skeletal, it can be many different things. And part of what we might be experiencing is negative energies that are being thrown at us from other people. So what I like to say is that this is something that I call, and not just myself, but others would call modern day sorcery. And so sorcery, let's just talk about that for a moment, is an energy that is the me energy. It's an energy where a person is really wanting, you know, all of the rewards, all of the acknowledgments, all of the, you know, they're wanting it all. They're not wanting to share that with anybody. But it's also like we live in what we call a dog-eat-dog world out there, right? And you got to really fight for what you want, especially in, you know, business within, you know, the industries that, you know, you have to really prove yourself. And sometimes people, you know, there's a lot of competition there. And within competition, there's a little bit of fear or envy. And these two are very important energies that people kind of work with. The shamans of South America and maybe all over the world believe that the root of all illness, all diseases within the body are rooted either in fear or envy. So even if that's a cancer or an autoimmune disorder or something that shows up in the physical, it starts within an energetic that lives within the body. So it starts within that mindset. Then it works that emotional aspect of us and can then manifest into the physical. And so when we talk about modern-day sorcery, a person who is living in fear of maybe somebody else being, you know, more appropriate for a position, maybe they want that position that's coming up, you know, they can certainly do their best to try, you know, in whatever way, you know, work it so that, you know, they are putting, you know, they're bad talking to be a lot of bad talking. They could be like throwing somebody under the bus. They can be doing all these different things within the work environment to kind of say, hey, that person's not the person for this position. I'm the person for this position. And in that energy, or, you know, and it doesn't even have to be that, but it can also be just somebody who doesn't like somebody in the office or within, you know, on the team. And so there can be this consistent energy, almost like these arrows, you can call them like poison arrows, that are constantly being received by somebody who's either jealous or fearful that that person might, you know, be, you know, more appropriate for their position or whatnot, right? So that's that competitive aspect. And so these energies can actually land in the body. It can take a little bit of time. It can take weeks. It can even take months. Mm. But it can also really begin to wear a person down to where we can then develop these crystallized energies within the body's system. And so with working with clients that have experienced this, really what that looks like is being able to work and look through the energy field. And so, you know, being able to look through the energy field is a developed process. It's called many different things. Many times it's called being able to see or seership. There's also like this, you know, like a clairvoyance and being able to move into people's energies. And there's like, you know, we have all these different ways that we can identify things. We can either, you know, feel that there's clairsentience and clairaudience where you can hear certain energies and or even certain, you know, some of the benevolent beings can come and speak to us and we can hear that and say, hey, look over here, there's something going on over here. But also it's just looking through the energy field and finding these energies that are stuck in the field. And oftentimes they can show up in forms like spears or daggers or like these arrows. And being able to look in and seeing what's going on, where is this coming from? Oh, there's, you know, there's an energetic envy that's happening. You know, somebody is jealous of your situation. And it can also not just be in the work environment. It can be in any area of life. You know, somebody might be jealous that, you know, one person has what they would perceive to be more than the other person has, right? Sometimes this can show up with partners and partnership and, you know, somebody being jealous of somebody having a wonderful partner and being like, you know, hey, I haven't had that in my life yet. So I'm going to, you know, be jealous and throw these energy darts out at you because I'm, you know, feeling that, you know, that lack in life. So it's very interesting because it can really actually become an issue. It starts to gather this energy, and when we finally come to it, going into the energy field and finding it takes a little work. There's a lot of releasing, looking in and seeing, okay, where is the energy really coming from, and how do we begin to move that out? And again, we talked about many different ways that, you know, each healer has their toolkit, and each healer's toolkit is very specific to the way they work. You know, and so my toolkit's varied since I have been working in this field for more than 25 years. And so I have a lot of different tools that I could probably work with, but really it's just what's calling to me at that time. So a lot of releasing that energy and being able to clear that, but also working with the individual themselves saying, hey, okay, this is what's happening. Now, how can we move you forward so that you're protected, and then we can get into ways to protect ourselves from our environment and from the people that might be jealous of our situation.
So many questions here, Andrea.
I bet.
So many questions.
Subject, right.
So
exactly.
Let's see if we can hammer a few out. And I think I'm thinking like others may be thinking, but when it comes to these modern day sorcerers putting out that negative energy, is there any way that they can do that without you even knowing it?
Absolutely. That's exactly what they're doing. Oftentimes you can know it because they're just going to be verbally outright. You know, they might say things, a person that's constantly kind of being, you know, antagonizing you in the environment is definitely, that's a clear sign of sorcery. And we got to be careful because when a person, like the way we choose to use our words, right? We also talked about karma. And about how we can really reap good karma by being a good person, Or we're going to start building up this bad karma because we're not such a good person. We're actually somebody who's all about wanting it all for ourselves. So instead of the me, you know, the me is the sorcerer. The we is, you know, the healer. We're all doing this together. We're growing ourselves. We're helping each other along the way, right? And so a lot of times these things absolutely are not known. You don't necessarily know that this person is envious of you. You don't know that this person wants to steal the job or position that you're in. You know what I mean? Like, these things are not necessarily known, but we can feel the effects of them in different ways. And so, yeah, absolutely, Steve. That
wow. Pretty scary. And then I've also heard, I guess the reverse side of that is that people can suck your energy, like your positive energy, out of you?
Absolutely, yes. Right. And we also refer to those as those energy vampires, right?
There you go. Okay.
Exactly. The energy vampires. And usually with an energy vampire, which is just a great topic to quickly discuss, is that they see something in you that they don't already have within themselves. It's an energy source. And so it's almost like they put this little tendril of energy into you like a hook, as if you're like catching a fish, right? And then when we have that hook, when we get hooked by somebody, they will draw that energy and they're always wanting. It's almost like they have a bottomless hole within them, because that within themselves also has to be addressed. They have an energy hole and they need to fill it, and they need to work on being able to close that hole and contain it and fill it with the energy that they need for themselves and not taking it from other people. So when we have people that come into our lives that, you know, constantly are drawing on us, and sometimes this is our family members, even our children can be our little energy suckers, right? They can just suck our energy, be like, okay, you know, what do we need to do for you? How do we help you learn how to do this for yourself? And then sometimes our parents or our mother or something like that can be one of those people. But oftentimes we know other people in life, whether they're in the community, they're in the work environment, they are just sucking on our energy because they can't contain, they don't have that already contained within them. So they feel they need to pull it from other, you know, other sources. So
wow.
That's exactly where that's coming from.
How do you know if somebody is zapping or taking your energy or giving you bad energy? Is it obvious?
Well, you know what? I mean, I guess we could all think about that for ourselves. You know, who do we know, first of all, who's taking our energy? I think each person could probably say, oh, wait a minute, I might know one or two people right off the bat that might be taking my energy. So there's definitely the people that we know that are taking our energy. And then we're, you know, if we're in these scenarios, situations where we leave, you know, maybe it's a meeting, you know, if you could be at a work meeting, or maybe you're in any kind of meeting, community meeting of sorts. If you're walking away from that meeting of others and you feel zapped, energetically zapped, then you know that something happened. Your energy in some way, whether you are conscious of it or not, was kind of sort of taken from you. And sometimes we give our energy like, oh my goodness, I have to give a lot of energy to this meeting because of X, Y, and Z. Or, you know, so, you know, other times we're conscious of we're giving out that energy. And other times we walk away and saying, hey, I just kind of sort of sat there and I feel really exhausted by this. So that's also a clear sign that, hey, there's something possibly going on here. And really, Steve, it comes into awareness. How aware are we of our environment, of the people, of who we're being in the community, who we're being in the work environment? If we're being somebody who's not well-liked, then of course people are going to be throwing these little, like, you know, energetic kind of hits our direction. So that's definitely something.
Wow.
You know, and like energy attracts like energy. So if you're already a person who lives in the lack and lives in where you feel like you need to take from other people's energy, then you're going to find that other people are going to be taken from your energy too, because you're a prime target. So it kind of then builds on itself, you know. It's kind of like this growing, you know, especially for somebody who lives in lack. Now, somebody who doesn't live in lack and has all of their, you know, definitely feels strong and secure, they have a lot of energetic support. You know, if they're living a very good and let's just say ethical life, right? then they're also building an energy around them that sort of protects them from being, you know, being mass targets. Now, of course, you know, there's many aspects of energy, many aspects. I mean, political leaders are always, I mean, they have their teams of people that protect them from this type of stuff for sure.
Wow.
Anybody who's in the spotlight, you know, anybody who is known as, you know, a person who's out in the public, you know, the public eye, you know, they're, you know, we talk about, you know, people who are, you know, on social media and they become targets and people, you know, they have all their haters and whatnot. So, you know, you're always going to have these different types of energies coming at you. So it's really about how do we protect ourselves? How do we build our own energetic into a place that we're not easily able to be zapped like that? And so that does take an awareness, and it takes some practice, and it takes some work within looking at, you know, where you might have your own energetic holes within your own being. Like, hey, I give a lot of energy over here, or this person's sucking this energy out of me.
Wow.
And so part of that can become what's known as like feeding tubes. Like sometimes we have a person that just sucks all this energy out. And so we can see that as like, oh my God, there's this energetic feeding tube. They're just feeding off of you.
That is just crazy. Then, you know what I get the visual of, Andrea? Yeah. It's almost like there's a hole in your energy boat, you know, when you're floating in there, you're leaking energy and somebody's taking it. We're going to take a short break. We have a question based on exactly what we're talking about. And as we're talking about it, I just Googled real quick and I just found NBCnews.com a couple of years ago did a story on how to spot and deal with energy vampires. NBC News. Is that good enough in terms of credibility? Hello. We're talking with Andrea Dragonfly. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer and transitions coach. Quick break, and we're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
Parallels Desktop, the number one choice of Mac users to run Windows on Mac. Windows applications run effortlessly. Parallels Desktop is seamless and fast. Whether you need to run a Windows program, develop or test, game, or just looking for the ultimate flexibility without having to restart, you're completely covered with Parallels Desktop for Mac. Fast, powerful, and easy.
Hey, welcome to Everything Outdoors. Can I help you find anything?
Hey, yeah. Can you point us to the camping gear?
Sure, aisle two.
Snowboarding? Just bought a new Nissan Pathfinder. It's got intelligent 4x4, and we want to hit the backcountry.
Aisle 18.
And the boats?
Are you sure you can do all this?
Up to 6,000 pounds towing, we're good to go. Oh, where's the scuba gear?
Return to rugged in the all-new 2022 Nissan Pathfinder. Available intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Towing capability varies by configuration. See Nissan Owner's Manual for proper use.
Welcome to Philo, where you can get more than 60 channels for $25 and DVR for days. We've got hip-hop for lovers, renovations for brothers, pups for preschoolers, and hugs for Hallmarkies. Start your free trial and find out more at philo.tv.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
These people are probably in your life and you might not even know it. And we're talking about energy vampires. And that all started when we're talking with Andrea Dragonfly about stuck energy. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach. Andrea, how do we reach you? Before we get to a question, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to contact me right now is Andrea at dragonflypassages.com or dragonflypassages@gmail.com. My website is being built and will be up and ready shortly. So that's another way as well in the next few weeks.
Awesome. We got Kelsey checking in at instantfeedbacksteve@gmail.com. She's in St. Petersburg, Florida. And she says, is an energy vampire the same thing as an emotional vampire?
Well, Kelsey, that's a great question. And so if we think about everything as energy, and our emotions are certainly a large part of some of the energy that we create, then we can definitely draw a lot of comparisons, a lot of similarities there. Whenever, you know, and I guess it really depends on what your interpretation of an emotional vampire is, right? So, you know, for me, because I see all of these different aspects to what really creates us as these energy beings, absolutely, right? It's just one aspect of it. But, you know, but the vampire itself is one of those, you know, they're really looking to get something that they're not already getting within them. And I think that that's the crucial piece that we want to look at, is that, you know, they have a hole within them, and it's like a bottomless hole. They can never get enough, because we talked about how earlier, we talked a little bit about soul loss. And so if a person is missing a piece of within them that completes them, then they're looking outside of themselves to try to fill that hole, but they don't know how to do it. They may not even know really what they're doing. All they know is that they're in need of something. And so whether it's a person's strength, whether it's a person's, you know, grace or peace or ease or success or whatever, that person is, you know, going to do whatever they can to figure out, oh, how do I get some of that? Because I'm not being able to generate it within, right? So we have this within aspect of self. So we really want, within our own life's, you know, experience, to be able to provide everything we need for ourselves from, our, you know, from within ourselves, not in the external world, but within the internal world. And so being aware that, yes, anybody who's trying to actually, you know, get the energy out of you or off of you, well, let's just say out of you, because people like myself get it off of you, right? And is that this is just an awareness that says, oh, okay, this person obviously, well, you know, is experiencing a lack in some area of their life. You know, and it's also getting back to, you know, the difference between a vampire and a sorcerer. As a sorcerer who also just intends, Their intention is to actually take and do some level of harm, you know, energetic harm, disruption, you know, create, you know, disrupt the peace and the ease of something, right? So there's actually an agenda behind it, where a vampire may be kind of clueless about what's really happening. So they're actually two different kinds of energies. Two different kinds of energy that live within people. And so
you really make it clear, though. I want to say that when it comes to an emotional vampire, it's almost as if they just kind of want to mess you up. You know, they're just messing with your emotions, whereby the vampire or the energy vampire is really looking to get what you got. Maybe they see something, they want something, and they'll do anything to remove that energy from you. We're just about out of time. Fascinating topic today, and almost scary knowing that these people are out there and they're preying on us. They're feeding off of us like leeches. And until you make that distinction and basically, I guess, just get away from them, it's just going to continue and you're going to feel drained and just not the way you think you should be feeling when these people are doing that stuff. Best way to get you again is dragonflypassages@gmail.com, and you have another email address, right?
Yes, it's Andrea@dragonflypassages.com. Exactly.
Fascinating topic today. And everybody, start thinking about those people that are draining your energy. They're doing it. I'm sure they're, if you think deep enough about it, you're probably going to nail it right away. Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, that person at work, or that friend of a friend, or whatever it might be. Andrea, look forward to getting together next time we talk.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
Same. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org.